Please be seated. Apologies for running around taking that picture, but every year we set this up and it's beautiful with these wreaths. I want to make sure I got a picture for later. Let's just bow our heads again for a moment in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you especially that you are our God and that we can come and worship you in a place such as this. Bless all the people, the individuals and families that are here today, that we can remember your love, and remember the sacrifice that was given for us. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. There is a sense in which Remembrance Sunday is a bit like a funeral, and that's why some churches don't even do anything on a Sunday morning at remembrance time, and because they think it's too morbid, I guess would be the word. But a funeral service, in a sense, a Remembrance Sunday service, have an important threefold theme, if you like, in structure. At a funeral, we spend time to look back at the life of the person that, who has left us, often remembering them with fondness and gratitude for what they've done throughout their life, and particularly how they've related to you or me as an individual. Each of our memories of that person will be different. Some will be clearer than others, maybe, but we look back and we give thanks for a life well lived and interacted with and building a relationship with. And today we do that as we remember all those who've given their lives for this country in a war and a conflict, not just the one that we're celebrating in particularly today for 100 years ago, but all conflicts that have taken place. Some of whom we've known, some people we've known, some of whom are distant relatives, or they're just maybe just names at this point for us, of people in our family, but we do remember them with gratitude. Also at a funeral, we mark a specific and current and important event in each of our lives, and especially those who are recently bereaved, the passing of a human life. Each Remembrance Sunday service, like this one today, we similarly mark a very specific event. It's another year further since these wars and conflicts that we are remembering, and another year of relative peace which their sacrifice, at least in part, helped to bring about. And at a funeral, we also look to the future as we commit that person who's left us to God in the sure and certain hope, as the phrase says, in the eternal future that God has for each of us. So as we mark Remembrance Sunday this Sunday, we look back and we remember and we mark a specific event in our current lives. Another year has passed where we had peace. We also look forward with hope to an even more peaceful and equitable world and society. In our Old Testament reading today from Micah, he too picks up that same threefold theme. Micah was active around the 8th century BC, at the same time as Amos and Hosea, who also were writing in the Old Testament, and they lived in the north, and Isaiah in the south. Micah's message to the capital cities of both regions, Samaria in the north, which was Israel, and Jerusalem in the south, Judah, he denounced or put down or wanted people to forget the things that had happened in the past, the exploitation of the helpless, the emptiness of their religion. He marks a current event in the judgment of those nations. And finally, he offers a future with a fresh hope for all the people of God as they repent and turn to him. That reading from Micah is an appropriate one for Remembrance Sunday today, as Micah speaks against the background of armed conflicts and had almost certainly witnessed wars and its effects firsthand. In 722 BC, the Assyrians destroyed Samaria in the north and 20 years later attacked Jerusalem, and only for the city to escape just by a bare miracle. Micah almost certainly lived through both of these events and appears to have been deeply affected by them. Micah decries the fallacy of human plans compared to the wisdom of God and his ways, and he rebukes the leaders and prophets who've led the people into this horrible situation. The reading today speaks of the new hope that there will be when restoration and God's rule comes, and God himself will judge the disputes for the strong nations far and wide, as Micah puts it. In this and it is then and only then that people will beat their swords into plowshares, as we read, and their spears into pruning hooks. Having witnessed the horrors of war, Micah is clear that true peace can only come to the world when God's rule reigns supreme. In a world where many deeply desire peace, we too remember it. It is God alone who can bring true peace. God alone who can bring true justice. Micah explains that our role in this new world order is to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. We are to work hand in hand, as I said in the children's time, to help God, to be kind to one another, to bring peace to each other. And it happens often one person at a time. As Christians, we should not seek to forget Remembrance Day and exclude it from our time of worship, but to make it and also at the same time not make it into something that it's not. We should not seek to hijack it and make it into some kind of religious ceremony, and that's why we tend to put all the Remembrance Day stuff at the top of our service, and then we move into our worship time now. We need to be clear that real peace and genuine hope for the future can only come when God is allowed to reign supreme on the earth and his rule over all. He invites all of us to join him in making his peace and hope with the earth, as I said, one person at a time almost. Help that person beside you. Help that person that lives next door. Help that person that you work with. Be kind when it's hard to be kind. Love others when it's difficult to love. A world which increasingly seems to focus on differences rather than what we have in common, and on the individual rather than the community. This is a day where we remember many people who worked together to bring about a peace that has lasted, in this case, 100 years. We're thankful for that. Amen. And now, as the Lord has richly blessed us, this is our time for our offering. Let us give cheerfully for what we have for the upkeep and uplifting of God's kingdom in this community.